Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today is our Extreme Wealth Makers radio show. We do this on Wednesdays at noon Eastern Time with Liz Jackson and Frank Jackson. And here's the way this whole thing got started. Liz called me up. She was asking about some of the things we do on the PM marketing, the lead generation side. We started talking about some stuff. The more I listened to her, the more I learned that she's a really dynamic individual, super-duper hard worker, really bright. I mean, I'm complimenting her. I know she's on the phone. But she's super-duper bright, really hard worker. You could tell that this, I'll call her a gal, just really has her act together. I mean, she's got it done. And we started talking about some things, and I said, you know, we should really do something. And then Frank got involved, and Frank's a super-duper nice guy as well, equally as accomplished in different areas. So it's a great great marriage that they have. And then we started talking about things personally with home-based businesses, COVID, the coronavirus, the pandemic, the economy. And I said, you know what, this is really great information. People need to hear about this stuff because not only do you guys teach it, you guys actually do it. So anybody that's interested in learning could really learn how to effectively do the things that you're referencing. So we call this the Wealth Makers Radio Show. If you go to buildingforgesradio.com/wealthmakers, you'll be able to find it there. If you do a group search on the guests, Liz Jackson or Frank Jackson, you'll be able to see a little bit about themselves as well. But more importantly, if you're interested in getting yourself into a financial position or getting yourself out of a financial position or being able to figure out how to work from home or work with generational wealth and help your kids, I mean, this group and this couple specifically can show you how to do it. I get super-duper frustrated sometimes when I listen to people and they just talk about philosophy and they talk about stuff. And I say, where's the meat? I mean, where is the how-tos? Well, on this radio show, you'll hear their voices. When you work with them, you'll actually be working with them. So if you're interested in bridging the gap from where you are to where you want to be, you can do it with Liz and Frank Jackson. So here we are. So I don't know who's going to go first, but thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter, thanks so much. Now, one of the things I just want to start out saying, we didn't come on to talk about this, but you mentioned coronavirus. And that's kind of, or COVID, that's kind of special to us in that both Liz and I both ended up as victims of the COVID. And we were going into a store yesterday, a couple of days ago, actually, Trader Joe's, and they had a very interesting sign on the window of the door, on the glass part of the door. And it said that if you are wearing a mask, it's okay to, if you've been vaccinated, it's okay to come into the store without a mask. And there were so many people in that store who weren't wearing masks, and we were wondering, now, how do they know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been vaccinated? Because, of course, some people were trying to go into these places without the mask before the vaccination was created or introduced. And so then we started talking about, well, this may be somewhat of a prelude to something very different, something bigger. And right now, you know, they're kind of whetting the appetite and or setting the stage, telling you
testing the market.
Liz, you're right. To see, you know, how this is going to work, and then it'll be, you know, of course, how do we know? So you'll have to show ID now to show that you've been vaccinated before you can come into a store to buy food, before you can board an airplane. Before you can get a passport, before you can get medical treatment, you'll have to show some sort of ID. So not that this is what we came to talk about, but just, you know, how this can be one thing leading to another to the point where you can't do anything unless you show that you've received a vaccination, and which, of course, has been proven not to be 100% successful.
Well, and Peter, you already know, Frank and I can go on and on when it talks about, when we get to talking about vaccination and big bad brother trying to force us to do things that we may or may not want to do or agree with. But, you know, the idea of facing a post-pandemic world is both daunting and it's really exciting for a lot of people all across the globe. You know, everyone is kind of holding their breath, anticipating what a new future may look like for them in a post-pandemic world. We have read so much about this pandemic and that pandemic. This is the first time for many of us worldwide that have had to live through and anticipate living after a worldwide pandemic like we have.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, when I laid up there in my hospital bed suffering from COVID-19, and as you know, I couldn't have any visitors. This is what's really strange. You go through this thing, and you know, you're intended to go through it by yourself. In other words, you can't have your family there. You can't have your wife there, your child. You can't have your parents there. And you kind of go through this thing by yourself. And we're just a little bit smarter than that. And so while I was in the hospital, now, you know, of course, Liz and I both had COVID at the same time. And I didn't realize, because she kept a lot of things from me, and I didn't find out a lot of things until after coming out of the hospital. She actually was in worse shape than I was, and I didn't realize that. But she was trying to protect the family. I also didn't realize that her doctor and my doctor had gotten together and decided that either both of us be hospitalized or both of us need to prepare for two funerals. And that would have, you know, of course, they were saying that neither one of us would survive. Liz toughed it out, and I don't know what to think about it, because that was, you know, really a roll of the dice or faith in God. And she did not go into the hospital. Of course, I got treatment, and while in the hospital, and of course, I'm laying there listening to Code Blue all day long, because I was on the floor where people were dying throughout the day and throughout the night. And so I'm listening to this Code Blue and realizing that these people all have the same thing that I have, and they're calling Code Blue on them. But I pretty much knew, you know, just by my own faith in God, that I was going to be all right. I didn't realize that the doctors had said that either we both be hospitalized or prepare for two funerals. And I got treatment. Liz didn't get treatment. And but thank God right now we're both okay. Liz has some leftover scars from her. So she still hasn't gotten her taste or smell back yet. And I'm doing pretty good. And, of course, through prayer, much prayer, we are to where we are today. So this is what we came on to talk about. And last thing I do want to say, I'm not trying to be a naysayer or anything. I'm not one of those who's saying that the vaccination is wrong. To be honest with you, I really don't know if it's right or wrong. I do know that I'm very watchful at this time to make sure that it isn't a prelude to the mark of the beast, or it isn't a byproduct of the mark of the beast. I don't know, and I don't just take all of these kinds of things very lightly. Yes, there is a pandemic going on. Yes, we are scheduled to live in a post-pandemic world. That having been said, what will be the things that follow?
And people are anxiously awaiting to see what will follow. And in this post-pandemic world, we all have a phenomenal opportunity to do a reset, so to speak, to get a fresh start. Because a fresh start for many can mean a change of direction, whether that happens to be in your career, in your hobbies, or even your values. Learning a new skill always brings about phenomenal opportunities to expand your mind and develop additional perspectives or ways of thinking, and can really help you in whatever your situation is. During the pandemic, so many people lost income. They lost hope. They lost direction. And now that we see on a worldwide scale that there's a turn and a shift in this pandemic, we can anxiously for some and with excitement for others look forward to what our worlds will look like. And Frank and I have developed a training platform, a training program for people that are excited to make a shift in their career, a shift in their skill set.
In their thinking.
In their thinking, even, exactly. This is a platform here where we talk about being able to work for yourself. Perhaps one of the most enticing reasons to get training in a skill that can be sustainable for you is because you can have a semblance of independence, not having to rely on the big bad boss that makes you punch that time clock and you have to do what they say, when they say, how they say, regardless of how you feel. But being able to drive your own vehicle to your own success, being able to take complete control over your financial destiny.
Well, you know, one of the other things, Liz, is that people are thinking we're really not out of danger yet. We really don't know what's happening. Every time we think that all of this is over, something breaks out again. You know, the Bible says when men prize peace and safety, when we think that everything is okay, just about the time we think that we're all safe, then cometh a sudden destruction. And so because people are not really sure anymore, a lot of people are very apprehensive. A lot of people are very gun-shy right now. They're a little antsy about whether or not to go back to work. My son, who's a pilot, is concerned about going back to work at the airport. And, of course, they're wanting him to come back. They at one point declared that he was an essential worker. But, you know, he's thinking the price may be just a little too high to go back. Yeah, you make money. You make pretty decent money. But at what cost? And so I think, Liz, what's going on now is people are concerned to go out of the house. Now, there are some people who just don't care.
Yeah.
But there are others who are afraid to go out of the house because they don't want to get something or bring something back to their homes. So they need something where they don't have to leave home.
And you hit the nail on the head. People are so concerned, even almost frozen in terror, because if they go back to work, so many companies are now recalling their employees to in-person work, and they're concerned, even afraid, that by going back in person, they can either catch something or bring it back to their home. And so being able to have that independence, taking back the control of what you do and how you work is so important. It enables an individual to develop both personally and professionally, but at their own pace, without a ceiling, or that they can only go but so far, or a mountain of bureaucracy that they can't seem to get past, or even you know, constantly slipping down that slope, that grade. So we are making sure that people are able to learn a skill, and that skill is to learn how to trade.
And when you talk about trading, the first thing some people think about is forex trading, which simply means foreign exchange. And of course, yeah, we do teach foreign exchange trading or forex trading, but it isn't the only thing that we're teaching. We're teaching people forex. We're teaching people the stock market. We're teaching people. In fact, Liz, I think you've got a trade going right now as we speak in gold. Is that correct?
I do. Absolutely. I have a few trades going right now. And the thing is that what we're teaching people is as if they know absolutely nothing. We have a basic training that all of our students go through, and they learn the most minute thing about trading, and then they will graduate into an intermediate training where they will then begin to trade on a demo account, which is not an account where they're using their own money, but a simulator trading account where they can then take the skills that they have learned through their basic training and practice them. And they will practice that until they become proficient, practice that until the point where when they're speculating on what the market will do and what trade and they should take and when they should take it, when they have a consistency of success, trade, then they will shift into both our advanced intermediate training and live trading, using their real money to then begin to make a profit. The whole idea, and a lot of people get stuck with trading because they think it's a get-rich-quick opportunity. It's not. Many people that know me know that I tend to be an instant gratification type of personality. I want it, and I want it now. I don't want to wait. What I've had to learn with trading is not a get-rich-quick. It's not something for those that are stuck on instant gratification. Trading takes patience, and it takes time. And the learning of how to trade also takes patience and time. You have to learn how to crawl before you walk and walk before you run. So many people who jump into these programs, they are ready to just make money right away. And what I've said to people is, you know, if you're ready to make money right away, I understand. Everyone has a rent or mortgage, car note, insurance, food to put on the table, roof to keep over their head. I get that. But when you are learning a skill, think about it like when you went to college. You went to college and you learned whatever it is you were studying. While you were learning, you weren't necessarily making money in that particular trade that you were learning. And it doesn't matter if it's college or trade school. What most people were not working in those areas that they were studying. And that same thing goes for trading. For our students, as they are beginning to learn to trade, our expectation isn't that they're going to make money as a trader during their basic trading, because they're learning. If you have a job, we encourage you to continue working your job while you learn this new skill.
You know, one of the things is that the majority of the people who start with us, Liz, are people who have no background whatsoever in any kind of trading other than shopping at Trader Joe's. That's about it for them. But we are taking people who have absolutely no background, no knowledge whatsoever. I mean, absolutely have no knowledge. And we're teaching them to understand everything that there is to know about trading. One of the beautiful things about it is that if you apply yourself, you can do well. And people are able to make livable wages through trading. It's very, very important to make sure that you understand that when we talk about trading, particularly when the term Forex is used, we're not talking about a scam. Yeah, because there have been so many organizations out there and multi-level marketing programs out there and network marketing programs out there that have built their program around Forex. Now, to the point where when people have gotten scammed by those groups, those organizations, those companies, they actually thought that it was Forex that was scamming them. But Forex is too big for that. Forex, or foreign exchange, is a $703 trillion industry. It is, that's with a T, trillion with a T. It is the biggest trade market in the entire world. And it doesn't have time to come down to our level and to scam each one of us. It's people and organizations using that as a platform to scam individuals.
You know, a lot of people think that everyone can trade. You know, the problem with trading, the term trading, is it's intimidating. And I read somewhere, I don't remember who wrote it, but I read somewhere that someone said that the term trading needs to be redefined. Because people watch movies and late-night infomercials and different skits about the potential for financial ruin with trading. Most see it as a high-risk, all-or-nothing type of venture, and it really isn't. It needs
to be a real roll of the dice.
Yeah, a gambling. And guess what? If you jump in, and I actually said this to one of our students 2 days ago. I said, you know what? Because this particular student had only traded for a month prior to joining what we were doing, and they were frustrated because they said, listen, I've been doing this now for 2 months, and I haven't made any money. I've only lost money. And I said, well, you know, here's the thing. I understand you need to make money, but if you're just trying to jump in and get something really fast without even knowing what you're doing, then how do you expect to make money? I said to her, let me ask you, what's a bid ask? What's a spread? She couldn't answer those basic questions, which is fine. Many people, when they're starting a new skill, don't know the basic terms of that skill. But if you don't know exactly, if you don't know the basic terms, then you shouldn't be trading. And that was her mistake. She was trading without knowing what she was doing. Trading is not an all or nothing endeavor. You know, instead, if people would be interested in learning, perhaps instead of thinking of it as an all-or-nothing risky endeavor, they think about it more like being able to learn a skill where they can add an extra 10 or 20% of your yearly income to your income. Eventually, you will get to the point where your percentage that you're adding to your yearly income will go up. But in the beginning, you cannot expect that. And we don't make that promise because it's reckless to make that promise to anybody. You get into something what you take out of it. And if you're not taking the lessons, if you're not learning and taking the skills that you're being taught and putting them into action, then, yeah, you are going to wreck yourself financially. With Wealthmakers Trading, our goal is to take you from zero knowledge. Regardless if you want to trade futures, stocks, cryptocurrency, Forex, take you from zero knowledge. And in roughly 3 months, you should be able to have a foundation on this skill. And within 6 months, you should be able to sit down and have a conversation with yourself and family and say, hey, do I want to continue down this path and maybe work part-time with my 9-to-5 and put a little bit more time into what I'm doing because I'm being profitable, I'm being consistent. And in 9 months' time, that's the time where many people should then be able to make that decision to retire from their jobs, go part-time, put, you know, whatever it is their goals are, you know, start working on getting rid of debt. Trading is not get rich quick, but trading is an ability to add to your current income.
So it's very interesting that you said 9 months. The first time I've heard you say in 9 months' time. Now, but when you think about it, it takes 9 months for a baby to develop in the womb. And when the baby is 9 months old, it's time for, I mean, we're talking 37, 38, 39 weeks. It's time for that baby to come forth. And that's kind of the way it is with our career, particularly in trading. And you said 9 months, and I immediately thought about someone that we know. And he did spend the 9 months. And after 9 months, he's generating, according to him, and according to what he's able to show us, he's generating between $500 a day and $1,500 a day. That's not a whole lot of money to some traders, but it's an awful lot of money to some people who are not making anything close to that.
Yeah, so if you're asking yourself, can you learn to trade the markets, really, we don't know if you can learn, but should you try to learn how to trade the market? Absolutely, you should. It's kind of like learning how to swim. Why wouldn't you at least try? It may help you stay afloat when you need to. You know, life's up and down. Finances go up and down. And if you had a sustainable skill that can help you stay afloat when you need to, and you might actually be good at it, why not try?
One of the things we do is help you manage risk. In other words, we take the guesswork out of it. We teach it as a skill set. We take the gambling out of it. We take the rolling the dice out of it. We take the poker bluffing out of it and turn it into a skill set where you're speculating or you're trading with knowledge. You know when, Kenny Rogers said, sometimes you got to know when to hold and know when to fold, and that's kind of what we teach.
The markets really don't care who or what you are. They don't care if you're black, brown, white, male, female, ugly, pretty,
educated,
uneducated. It doesn't matter who you are. The markets don't care. Your ability to trade successfully won't be based on any of those things. It's a business without the drawbacks. If you trade currently, you treat it like a business. But a business without all the bad things like employees, customers, regulations, business licenses, city and county taxes, and HR issues, all the other things. So it doesn't matter what your social class is. It doesn't matter your gender, your race, your financial background, or your education. This is something that you can use.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter because it doesn't know who you are. You're dealing at a decentralized market. Decentralized simply means that the digital technology has been incorporated into the whole system. And all you need is a computer and an internet connection, and you can communicate with the entire world. Decentralized, an example of a decentralized transaction might be a for sale by owner transaction, where the owner is dealing directly with the seller and the seller is dealing directly with the owner. No broker involved, no realtor involved. That's what a decentralized transaction is. No middleman.
Trading is one of the few situations in life where you take total control over the risk. I guarantee you this. When you trade, you're never going to lose more money than you allow yourself to, and we teach you how to manage your risk.
And so, you know, we're very happy that we've been able to share for just a few minutes here. Now, just so you know, anybody who's interested, if anyone's interested in learning how to become a part of what it is we're talking about, this is a lot bigger than some people believe, some people can imagine or fathom. If you're interested in learning how this can affect you or how you can be affected by this, we're going to ask you to give us a call at 630, this is in the U.S., 630-673-7900. Again, 630-673-7900. We'll talk about it. We've got the new classes starting up very soon, and we would like to make sure that we get you enrolled in those classes. Okay. And so, as you were saying.
I was just saying thank you. You took the words out of my mouth here. We've got classes starting very soon, and there are spaces left in the new class. So give us a call, and we will get you started learning a new skill.
Yeah. And for anyone who actually wants to get involved, we can do this at $149.95 per month. You were talking about high-level training. Our instructors are highly qualified. The person who's going to take you into live trading actually trained traders of other organizations. These are people who are teaching in other organizations. Well, he's teaching them. And, of course, you know, we're teaching on our end of our side of it as well. We actually believe in using people who trainers go to. I'll say this very quickly and get out of the way. When Liz and I were both studying martial arts way back when, of course, she had a head start on me because of her military background. But when we were studying martial arts, the instructor that we were going to at that time, we found out that there were other people who had their own schools coming to him as well. So he was really an incredible, incredible trainer. Everybody was coming to him, including people who owned their own schools. And this is the kind of training that we're able to provide. We're providing trainers who other trainers are coming to. So, again, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you all. And the phone number would be
630-673-7900.
Again?
630-673-7900.
God bless you all. We'll see you next time.
Perfect. And make sure you check him out on buildingfortunesradio.com/wealthmakers. If you go there, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Share with the people that need it. Take advantage of it yourself. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.